Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center. Welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about proclaiming freedom. Proclaiming freedom. We're going to be taking a look at these passages of scripture in Luke chapter 4, where Jesus reads from the scroll, proclaiming freedom for the captives. We're also going to be taking a look at Isaiah 61, which is where Jesus is reading from, proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor, proclaiming freedom for the captives, and just taking communion over this today, just as a thank you to God, just as a time of activating these promises that we have from God, these great and precious promises. But we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to get still, to examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So now we're going to go through the other half of prayer. And this is where we talk about our four fundamentals. These four fundamentals, remember, you got to put the fun in the fundamentals. You got to bring some energy and excitement and some presence and some focus into these fundamentals. You can be doing the same thing every day, but it can be new and exciting and fresh every single day. Our four fundamentals: getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today, and then taking action, doing the things that you know to do, and doing them together in partnership with God, where we're trusting and relying on him to flow through us, to equip us, and to help us in the things that we're doing. So number one, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. This is either on or off, hot or cold. Either we're positioned in the light or we're positioned in darkness. There's no in-between. And the first step, I got to get it on my list still here today, but we've been talking about lately, is humility. Just the humility of going to God and saying, you know what, God, I need your forgiveness. I need your grace. I can't do this on my own. Humbling ourselves and our relationships with other people as well. Just the humility that opens up the doors for the forgiveness to flow. And then we're released from darkness, transferred into the light through the forgiveness of sins. But we've got to receive that forgiveness from God. We've got to forgive ourselves in the middle. And then we've got to walk in forgiveness with other people. Any lack of forgiveness on any of those three levels can shut off the lights. And the motivation behind that forgiveness was love. For God so loved the world that he gave. The motivation is love, and it's experiencing, it's receiving his love. And then it's simply letting that love flow through you, where you begin to love yourself the way that he's loved you, and you begin to let it flow out into the world, where you begin to love other people the same way that he's loved you. And all of this is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. When we get into complaining mode, kicks us out of this. Get into venting our frustrations and complaining mode, kicks us out of the light, which is a big deal, because in the light, we have access to everything God has. His spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy can be flowing through you. We have access to his mind and his wisdom. His health and energy can be flowing through us. The Apostle Paul says, I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me. It was God's energy that so powerfully worked within me. God's time, his finances, everything he has is available in Christ. He wants to partner with us in life. Then we got to step two. We got to magnify the light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. And we're all magnifying something every day based on what we're focused on, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, where we choose to put our focus. And as we begin to magnify the light, it begins to expand the capacity, makes that light bigger and greater, gives God a bigger area to work and flow through us in our lives. As we do that, also we begin to meditate on his word and his promises and his love and his faithfulness. It also gets it rooted and grounded and established in our hearts. We'll become more fixed and immovable and steadfast and consistent when there's issues and problems going on around us. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word, his promises, his unfailing love and his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ, that God is with us. He's for us because of what Jesus did. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. We've got this treasure in jars of clay. And we can magnify whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and a good report. Now, this is not denying that there's problems. In this life, we're going to have issues. We're going to have problems. But it's choosing to bring them into the light and make God bigger than the problems. Choosing not to magnify the problems and make them bigger than they really are, but to make God bigger than the problems. But he does give us a choice. We could choose to stay positioned in darkness and keep magnifying darkness. We could focus on all the ways that we've been wronged, all the issues and problems we're facing. We could stay stuck dwelling in the past or worrying about the future. We could be rolling over the problems in our mind, trying to figure it all out. We could be stuck in pride and not willing to humble ourselves. This is where we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms. When we're in darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like you're just in this fog. All the weight and pressure is on you. It feels hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck and there's no way out. Your energy levels begin to diminish and you say, why am I so tired all the time? Why am I so tired all the time? One of the biggest symptoms is low energy. Then there's fear and stress and worry and anxiety, dread of the future. Confusion about what to do or which step to take or which way to go. Then there's the vicious cycles or bad patterns that just seem to keep replaying over and over. But when you magnify the light and you get positioned in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. And when you rest in your soul, you rest and God begins to go to work. He begins to flow through you. You get so much more present. You become externally focused. And everything feels free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels begin to rise up. That peace that surpasses all understanding begins to flow. That joy of the Lord, that is your strength, begins to flow through you and equip you to function in God's strength. You've got hope in any and every situation. Then you get these aha moments, these flashes of insight, where you just know that you know this is the right step to take. This is the thing to do. This is the path to take. And as you stay positioned in the light consistently and you keep magnifying it, bad habits, bad patterns, vicious cycles just begin to effortlessly break off of you without you even really seem like you're trying. And the good news is this amazing gift of grace Only takes 1 second to turn around. Whenever we get off track, it just literally takes 1 second to turn it around, to change our focus. It takes the humility to say, wait a minute, I'm off track. I need to make an adjustment. It takes that humility. And then receive that forgiveness from God. Forgive yourself. Walk in forgiveness with other people if needed. And then just start praising God. Start thanking him for his love and his grace and his faithfulness and his power. And all of a sudden, it can turn in an instant. And it changes the trajectory of our lives. It changes the trajectory of our situations. Now, our challenge throughout the day is that all day long, life is trying to pull us out of position. But again, the good news is every time we get knocked out, but we come back in again. I feel like something I've learned to be true is every time you come back in again, you come back in better than when you went out. You come back in better because you're learning from it every time you do it. Now, our next step, as we maintain that position and we got to stay tuned in. Every day, God's trying to lead us and guide us and direct our path. We got to stay tuned in and listening each day. So staying tuned in throughout the day. But also I found it's important to just get still for a few minutes every day. Grab a pen and a paper and just ask a couple of simple questions. God, what is it you're trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? If so, would you please repeat it? What's the most important thing you want me to get out of today? And then you just sit there and you listen for a couple minutes. And whatever begins to come into your mind, you just begin to write it down. And you begin to day by day record your journey with God. Recording your journey is one of the most important steps I believe you can take. Sounds like such a little thing, but it's a very important step to take. If you're ever unsure on what to do or which direction to go, or you need an answer and you're not clear yet, ask. Ask him and then wait until you know. Wait until you're sure. Wait until you're certain. And you'll get to this place where you know that you know that you know this is the path forward. This is the thing to do. This is the answer I was searching for. And then once you know what to do, it's time to take action. It's time to put it into action. Life has this balance. When you don't know, you need to slow down. You need to ask. You need to get clear. But then once you know, you got to take action and take action quickly. Often we get this to-do list piling up on the inside, things in our conscience, things we've been procrastinating on, and we fail to take action. We keep putting it off for another day. When this is the day that the Lord has made, he's waiting for us to take steps, to take action, to put things into practice so that he can flow through us. When we don't take action, it's like we're clogging up the pipeline. We receive it all from God. It starts to flow through us. But when we fail to take action, it blocks the pipes. Everything gets backed up on the inside. As we begin to take action, now God's really flowing through us. Our faith begins to have works behind it. And as we take action, we do it together with God. We do it in partnership with him, with a good attitude, with a willing heart, with full confidence in him. He's right there helping us and equipping us to function in his strength. And as you do this, it does something like magnetize you. Does something like magnetize you. When you seek him, all the things that you need and desire in life are added to you. Without you having to seek after them, he adds them to you. Gives you all things richly to enjoy. You simply focus on him. You keep staying positioned in the light. You keep staying tuned in. You keep taking action on the things that you know to do. It turns you into a magnet and begins to pull more and more into your life. So let's take a look at these scriptures today. These are some scriptures that for me personally, these are life-changing scriptures for me. I have experienced this. I've experienced this year of the Lord's favor. My book, The Miracle Year, I had a time where it was about this time of the year in December, I think it was 2018, felt like God was giving me a nudge to start working on a yearly plan for the year of 2019 for him. And when I finished with my plan, I came downstairs and my daughter was playing with the toy ice cream set. And it's funny because my younger daughter, my youngest daughter now, it actually has that toy ice cream set out right now as I'm getting ready to record this today. She's been playing with the ice cream set the last couple of days. And the ice cream set is a reminder for me. My daughter's playing with this ice cream set. She says, I need to get back to selling my ice cream. I said, oh yeah, how do you sell your ice cream? She said, 61. I said, what do you mean, 61? So how do you sell your ice cream? She said, 61. And this went back and forth three or four times. And finally, I heard God speak to me on the inside. Not an audible voice, but just that nudge you get on the inside. If we stay tuned in to him. Go read Isaiah 61. Go read Isaiah 61. And Isaiah 61 is this passage of scripture that we're going to see here in just a minute, that Jesus reads from the scroll, proclaiming good news to the poor, liberty for the captives, freedom for the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, release for those who are in darkness, those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And God began to show me, this is going to be the year of my favor, the year of my grace, the miracle year. And as I went through the year, it didn't look like it was going to be anything like a miracle year. It looked like everything was going in the wrong direction. But by the end of the year, he had set me free. Supernaturally protected me, and he had set me free in so many ways. So let's take a look at these scriptures here. Luke chapter 4, verse 17 through 19. Jesus was in the synagogue, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to release the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus is quoting Isaiah 61. Here's Isaiah 61. It says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." To proclaim freedom. And I feel like if we're in Christ, if he's living in us, we're in him, we're one with him. That same spirit that was on him is on us as well. He's God sending us into the world to proclaim good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. We talk about every day being released from darkness, transferred into the light, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. So, Heavenly Father, we're going to take communion over this today. We just thank you for these amazing promises that are available for us today, this inheritance that is available for us, to heal up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives, released from darkness, and the year of the Lord's favor. I wasn't quite sure what direction God was wanting to go with this when I first got started today. But I feel like what he's saying to us is the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. It's on me. That you have an anointing on you. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. Sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to release the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That anointing is on you. It's a time where we're receiving this from God today. Father, we just thank you for these amazing promises, and that the same anointing that was on Jesus, we're in him, it's on us as well. And we just receive that today. Receive this good news, this freedom that you've promised us, released from darkness, the year of your favor. Just receiving these amazing promises for you, from you. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. He's got good news for you. He's proclaiming freedom for you. Released from darkness, you can experience the Lord, the year of his favor, which was the year of Jubilee, the year of release, to set you free in so many ways. That Spirit is on us. That same Spirit that was on Jesus The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, Romans 8:11, lives in you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you and brings life to your mortal body. That same Spirit is in you and on you. That anointing is in you and on you. Father, we thank you for this bread and all that's been made available because of Jesus. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Father, I'm asking today. I feel like you're saying this anointing is on us. I'm going to speak this out today. And we're proclaiming, anybody who's watching this video, we're proclaiming good news to you today. Freedom today. Recovery of sight. Release from oppression. Being released from darkness. You've been walking in that. You've been experiencing that. Today is the day. It's going to break. And this is going to be the year of the Lord's favor. Keep bringing that to your remembrance over and over. This is going to be the year of his favor. The year of his favor. The year of his grace. It's going to be a miracle year. So Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have this juice, you can take your juice. So now it's time to walk it out today. We've been released from darkness. We've been set free. Let's stay positioned in the light. Let's not go back to those old ways. Let's stay positioned in the light. Let's keep magnifying that light. Pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, developing this habit, it's a skill set where we recognize those symptoms and we turn it around quickly. We're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction. And we're going to take action. We're going to do those things that we know to do and do them together in full confidence in God. He's right there with you. And as you do this, he's going to lead you day by day, one graceful step after another, to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope it's been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.